Ladies and gentlemen, I told you it would be a halfway decent evening, didn't I? Well, it ain't over yet. So next up we have another classic performer, somebody that I've been a fan of since a very young kid. And I've got 78s in the basement of his. And his wife just gave me a new CD, a modern one, so things are getting updated. So I'd like to introduce you to the Oscar Peterson Quartet. And the maestro. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That's a Milt Jackson tune. It's Reunion Blues. We'd like to change the feeling just a little bit and do one of my songs. This one is for Western Canada, and it's called Wheatland. Thank you. Is this on? Can you hear me? Sound. Hello. I'd like to do another composition of mine, if I can get to play this cold piano. It's colder than I am. This is a tune that I wrote about a year and a half ago, and I played it one night for a very wonderful vocalist, who happens to also be a Canadian by some quirk of fate. Miss Diana Krall, she heard it and she fell in love with it. And she and her husband wrote some lyrics for it. I simply titled it, When Summer Comes. Of course, in Canada, we say, If Summer Comes. Thank you. To feel in Canada. And in Canada, we don't use that title. We use When Summer Comes in other places in the world. And we change the title a little bit in Canada, saying, Should Summer Come. This is another blues thing. And it's simply called Backyard Blues. Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to get a little melancholy on you now and do something that is very hard for me to do, but I'm going to do it anyway. Over the past few years, we have lost some very powerful and very talented and very wonderful jazz people. I speak of Ray Brown. I speak of Norman Granz, the great impresario. And I could go, unfortunately, I could keep going a lot longer, but I'm not going to. But I'd like to play a tune that I wrote in their honor. The most recent, I must tell you, in case you don't know. The young man I had the honor and privilege of going to high school with, I used to watch him blowing up the flag in the courtyard of the school in those cold, heartless Canadian winter days. So I used to wave the flag at him from inside the building. But nevertheless, I would like to include him in this. I'm speaking of Maynard Ferguson, who passed away soon. So I decided to write a salute to all of these wonderful, talented people that have left us. They'll be back. And I simply called it Requiem. I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
Dave Young, Alvin Queen, and Ulf Watkins. Oscar?
Hey, Oscar? Do you want to do it with Hank now?
He's here.
Yeah, he's here.
Okay, we'll do one more. We got a little bit of a treat for you, a little extra thing I think you're going to like. We've got another young piano player who's going to come here. You've probably noticed these three pianos here. So we're going to have Hank Jones come out. Is a great admirer of Oscar Peterson and vice versa. And then the third piano will be just a guest piano. Whoever shows up, some guy comes off the street, plays chopsticks. He's here. So, anyway, Mr. Hank Jones. I'll start in. Getting a plug in for Mystic River there. You fellas take it away. Make it into something, Hank. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hank Jones, Oscar Peterson, Glenn Zaleski from the Dave Brubeck Institute. Alvin Queen, Dave Young, Ulf is Swedish, I can't pronounce it.
Thank you, Father.
Well, nobody got hurt. Thank you.
All right, the main stage, and that other piano player that they didn't mention who started that tune off was none other than Clint Eastwood.
He was playing chopsticks and playing, and he laid off.
The unofficial mayor of the Monterey Jazz Festival.
And then Hank Jones there picked up the chopsticks and turned it into a blues, turned into C-Town blues there.
And
Oscar Peterson and Glenn Zaleski from Monterey Bay area, from the Cal State Monterey Bay, and they're all still there. Clint Eastwood is on stage. They're all having a great time here. You're listening to the 49th Monterey Jazz Festival presented by Verizon here on KUSP in Santa Cruz.
And you've heard it. It's been a great weekend, ending, capping with an unforgettable performance by the great and immortal Oscar Peterson. It was fantastic. We saw those three pianos up on stage and wondered what was going to happen. And we kind of figured Hank Jones, who had been at Dizzy's Den and hadn't performed on the main stage, they couldn't let him go by. And yes, indeed, they did bring Hank Jones. The mystery was, who was going to play that third piano?
And it was Clint Eastwood.
Well, actually, I think they had it out for Dave, but after the monumental performance he put on earlier on, was a little bit tired and had to
go
home.
So Clint filled in. And fellas, I don't know if you agree with me, but I'm going to just maybe advise Clinton to not quit his day job.
But you know what? That makes sense. On the converse side, I want to point out that Clint is such a jazz fan.
Yeah.
This is a night that's going to go down in his memory to go ahead and play piano with...
I've heard him sing before.
Uh-huh.
You know, Ghost of a Chance, and he loves to sing, but I have never heard Clint Eastwood play piano again.
That was fantastic. That was really great. It's got to be, you know, I think everybody, every, you know, amateur wannabe musician can probably identify with Clint and being up on that stage.
And then when he stood up, relinquished the chair, Glenn Zaleski sat down, a new generation of piano players here from the Monterey Bay area.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a great trio performance there, Sea Jam Blues, here at the Monterey, 49th Annual Monterey Jazz Festival on KUSP.
A great weekend, and a reminder that in no small part, your contribution to our efforts for the Monterey Jazz Festival broadcasts are important as well. If you'd like to let us know about it, please do write us. PO, our 203 8th Avenue in Santa Cruz, 95062 is the zip. Whatever your comments are, we'd love to hear them, good, bad, or ugly.
And, well, Larry, I have one comment.
Yeah.
That finally... we have the address down, because there have been a few false starts, but now we at least know where we're at, and we know where to ask you, the fans, to send the money to. I do hope that you have enjoyed this festival, though. We've had a ball. It's been a beautiful festival. Great music from start to finish, and your support is appreciated. Your listening is what makes us happy.
One little reminder, the festival is not completely over for UKUSP fans, because we have one more act to offer you on Friday afternoon. The McCullough Sons of Thunder, the Shout Gospel brass band from Harlem.
Not to be missed.
That'll be brought to you on Sunday afternoon, Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock. So you be sure to tune in for that on Charlie Lang's Two Steps from the Blues. And now it's really time to go ahead and thank all of the folks that were involved with our KUSP broadcast. And I'm going to go ahead and roll on through this list if you
Give
guys don't mind.
Go right ahead, okay. Larry.
Let me thank our on-air announcers, Pete Falico, Brett Taylor, Bobby Bishop, Alan Mertens, I'm Larry Blood. Folks also involved as technical support, Steve Loffer, John Warshaw, Josh Weiss, Pete Coates, and Terry Green, who is also our station manager and has done a remarkable job of support for our broadcasts. And I'm sorry, Brant Herrett, I will not forget you. Will Gorman helped us out with emceeing. And let me also thank Mike Neal and McCune Audio for their support. Tim Jackson, Sean, Mary, David, Paul, all the folks in the Monterey Jazz Festival staff, thank you very much. Wally Malone are with the AFVM and helped us out a whole lot in liaisoning with the artists, as well as our own specific liaison crew from KUSB, Scott Hawkins, Lynn Zong, and Maggie Paul. And let me not forget Ron Davis, producer and engineer of the sound that was provided for us to provide to you from the main stage performances. Ron Davis and Down to Earth Audio Resources and his crew, Eli Robbins, Mary Alofatich, and Rob McKinnon. And you know what? Why don't we do this again next year?
Thanks also to Mr. Larry Blood, host and master of ceremonies of the Monterey Jazz Festival here on KUSP 88.9.
And Larry, if you're here next year, I'll be here. And I'll look for you, Alan, and I'll look for you, all of our listeners. It's a wonderful thing. We'd appreciate your comments at KUSP.org. Thank you so much for listening. It's been a beautiful festival and a beautiful night.
And back to KUSP studios.
Michael Lambert.